Hey there, welcome to my podcast. I always say that the one thing that affects us are the relationships we are born in, the relationships we choose, the relationships we surround ourselves with, and the relationships with ourselves. So on this podcast, I talk about all things relationships, friendships, motivation, because I know how hard it can be to be in a situation whereby you are with people or you are with someone and you do not know what to do and you're thinking in your head and you need answers, reassurance and affirmation. I'm here so we can walk the journey together, and every single thought you had, we can put it down on the table. So as we get into this podcast, I just want to let you know I'm not a therapist. I'm just a girl who loves to share and inspire. Please do not forget to like, comment and subscribe. Leave a review and let me know what you liked about the podcast, what you'd like me to improve, and what you'd like to hear next. Now let's jump right into the podcast now. Hey there. Welcome to your favorite podcast. My name is Lucy. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that I feel like a lot of us relate to. Especially us ladies, we relate so much to this topic that I'm going to talk about. But I don't like to be so formal, but I thought I may ask, how are you? How are you doing? I hope you're doing great. And if you're not doing great, I promise you, it will get better. Don't give up on yourself. Please don't give up on yourself and don't think the worst of any situation, because we have the habit of taking a bad situation and creating more and more bad things out of that bad situation rather than isolating that bad situation and bringing about the positive. So regardless of whatever you're going through or whatever your thoughts are, let just be a moment for that. And don't dwell too much on it, because the more you dwell on it, the more you have bad energy. Because they say, or I say, you always find what you're looking for. So if your mind is constantly dwelling on that negative energy or that bad thing that happened, then you're going to find more bad things. Anyways, if we get into this podcast, I just want to let you know that this podcast is based on an opinion of what I've experienced and what friends and people around me have experienced. Now, have you ever been in a relationship with someone or been in love with someone, but then they're not ready to take the next step? I think most of us can relate on this, whereby you have been with this person for like 2 or 3 years. But they don't have the need to sort of go a step higher. Let me tell you something. For me personally, this has created unhappiness in the relationships that I've been in, whereby I've always wanted to sort of like, let's move in into a place together, or I'm ready to get married. I would love us to start traveling. Or I want us to, you know, open up a joint bank account. Things like that, like a step towards your relationship. But then the guy would say to me, oh, I am not ready. Or I don't think that's the right decision. Or they keep just, you know, dragging you along and finding an excuse and finding a reason. And then you just get frustrated and you start overthinking that this person doesn't love me or this person doesn't care. But let me tell you, what I've discovered, there are two answers to this. One, either they are scared of that commitment, and I'll tell you why. Or they honestly do not see a future with you. Now, the first one that I said when I said they are scared of the commitment is because when it comes to men, they love a sense of security. So when they feel that they are not secured in things that they have already set a foundation to, they tend not to commit. For example, his goal is to get that degree and finish his education. He finds it hard to
commit if he has not got that education. He'll find it hard to commit, for example, if he has a financial goal to hit, like £20,000 or, you know, whatever financial goal he wants to get to. If he hasn't hit that, he'll find it hard to commit because he looks at a relationship as an obstacle. Even if you're not an obstacle, he will look at you as an obstacle towards where he wants to go. The obstacle is that you're constantly asking him to do something that he feels like is not a priority. I'll say that again. You're constantly asking him to do something or to commit to something that is not a priority. Men are very straightly, forwardly, you know, committed to what they want to do. If they have not hit the target, for example, when it comes to their jobs, if they have not got that promotion or got that pay increase, they are going to work their asses off to get that. And as hard as this sounds, you as a relationship is just a minor. You know, him being with you is a sense of some form of security, but him moving a step higher, no, it's not something he sees himself doing because of that financial setback or whatever his goal is. So if you're with someone who is in that bracket, you need to sort of understand it. If truly and truly they have a goal that they want to get to and they feel like they need to get to that goal before they commit, if you're patient enough, you can wait for them to hit that goal. If they hit that goal and they end up not committing or they find another excuse, then you are better off moving on because then it means that they do not want to be with you. But if you're the lucky one that stays with him, he hits that financial goal or that whatever goal he wants to hit, and then he's like, okay, cool, I'm ready, then good luck to you. But most times they kind of don't do that. And if you're in that situation whereby you're doubtful of his answers, if he's using his financial goal, or I'm using financial goal quite a lot, because that's what I always think. If his financial goal, you feel like him saying he wants to hit a financial goal is just an excuse, and you feel in your heart it's an excuse, then you're better off taking yourself out of that situation, because you end up committing and waiting for him 4 years down the road, and then he'll end up saying that, I'm sorry, I really do not want to be with you. He just had you, you know, to have that comfort and to have that security, but he actually did not want to be with you. So you're better off taking yourself out of that situation. Let him accomplish that. And if he's ready, he can find you at the point where you are. And if you are still available and you're still ready, then you can get into that situation. But if you've moved on and you found someone better who can meet that need that you want, then that's perfect. But I'll always say, take yourself out of that situation. Don't wait upon him finishing or reaching that goal. If it's going to take years and you feel in your heart that he's not being sincere, then you're better off just moving out and not getting yourself in that situation, because it will hurt you more. Because you'd have wasted 4 years of your life for a man who took 4 years of his life to build himself. I'll repeat that again. You would have wasted 4 or 2, 3 years of your life for a man who wasted those 2, 3 years of his life building himself. Then the other thing that I say probably is that he doesn't want to commit. Because I say two things. Either he has a goal. I mean, either he is scared or he's not ready, has a goal that he wants to meet. Sometimes some guys are just scared about that commitment because they are scared of things in life. You know, as women, we're very calculative. We think about the future real fast. We know where we're going. We know where we want to see. That for men, they are more of like a now person. Like, now what's happening? You know, we are not okay in this relationship. We keep arguing. Now what's happening? Our finances are bad. Now what's happening? So they look at the now, not the front, you know, the future. You as a lady, you tend to look at forward, you know, the future and everything. And it may not be at that point. So sometimes they're honestly, honestly scared. Sometimes they just do not want to be with you. Like, honestly, they use that as an excuse, because sometimes they will tell you that, oh, we have just been together for 1 year. How about if we be together longer? How long do you need to see and analyze someone to know that they're right for you? I personally believe that you can know that someone is right for you from the get-go. Like 1 year to almost 2 years, you can know that this person is right for you. 5 years doesn't change what you saw 1 year. I believe what you saw 1 year will be different 5 years. The difference will be growth. I would have grown, but I wouldn't have changed as a person with the values and the things that I know. I hope this podcast has not gone all over the place and you sort of got the point that I'm trying to say here and trying to sort of put together. And I really hope that, you know, it does make sense. Because the worst thing is being in love with someone, loving someone, committing, investing, doing all those sorts of things when he's not ready. And that hurts really, it hurts so bad. Because I know women, we invest so much. Like, there is nothing like 50-50 in this life when it comes to men and women. I just believe that women are 80% and men are 20%. Not saying that men don't have value, but what a woman brings is more than what a man can ever bring. To cook, to clean, to give birth, to go through a monthly cycle, you know, to put a home together, to put things together. For me, it doesn't matter if you're doing 50-50 in your relationship, like 50 this, 50 that. Even if it may seem like 50-50, you are doing 80% of the 50-50. If that makes sense. So my thing to you is that if you feel like he's not being genuine about the reason as to why he doesn't want to commit, take yourself out of that situation. Leave. Tell him that when he's ready and he has reached where he wants to get, he'll find you where you are. That is my opinion. That's what I think. But if you feel like he's being genuine and he's giving you reasons as to why he's genuine and you genuinely feel in your heart that he's being sincere, then you can go ahead and wait for him and you both can work together to get to that goal. But in that process, work on yourself as well. Accomplish things in your life that you want to accomplish as well as he's accomplishing things that he wants to accomplish. Don't wait for him to accomplish to give you that thing that you want when you could have been working towards whatever you want to do. So that when he gets to that point whereby he's like, you know what, I'm ready, I've got what I want to accomplish, you turn around and say, me too. That is when you have got your power and you have not let him as a man control what you desire in life. I'm sorry this podcast is slightly a little bit long. I had so much to say, but please leave a review. Please say something to me on Apple Podcasts so I can try and make this longer, or if 10 minutes is enough, because we are going up to 13 minutes. But I just want to encourage you and tell you that being in love with someone who is not ready is like dry love. It's really dry. It's like someone giving you food when you are so hungry, but it lacks salt. Therefore, it has no flavor at all. It has no taste to it. But then it's food. It's going to take away that hunger that you have. But at what cost are you going to eat something that is so nasty and not tasteful? It's the same as how we relate to being in love with someone so much, but they are not ready to take it a step further. So what's the point? And let me tell you something, this is hope for you, and say to you that I know there are people and there are men out there who are ready at the get-go to commit. They will not use finances as an excuse. They will not use anything as an excuse. They would say, let's build this together and let's get there together. They won't tell you to wait upon them. They won't tell you, hold on a minute, let me get this, let me do this, and then we'll do that. No, they say, let's work towards this. You know? So don't feel disheartened, thinking in your mind, in your head, that no one will come your way. Girl, there are so many men out there, or so many people, ladies out there, who are waiting for someone like you. Waiting for your gorgeous heart, waiting for the kind of person you are. So don't you ever, I'll repeat that, don't you ever think that you'll never find someone better. Don't you ever think that you're less than. Don't you ever think that you don't deserve the best, because you deserve the best, regardless of how people treat you or what people have said to you or what people have made you believe. You deserve to be treated well, and you deserve love. On that note, I will end this podcast. If you want more of this topic, please leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Spotify, please follow me. And if you want to leave a comment, you can always go on my the Apple Podcasts, iTunes, I don't know if I'm making sense, and you can always leave a review. If you leave a review, it helps me know what you like, what topics you're engaging in. But until next time, I will see you next week on Friday, and thank you so much for all the support. Remember, you're worth everything. Never think you're less than, okay? Bye.